How many people could finish the 2,530-kilometre bicycle ride from Esperance to Adelaide in 15 days and still be able to smile? But for the riders of the fifth stage of the Sharkies Oz 7-in-7, it was hugs, cheers and a few tears as they rolled into Glenelg.
Yeah, no, we're a bit lost, but we're here now, so...
Yeah, ride founder Mark Sharkey Smoothie.
2006, lost my good friend Adam Smitty to melanoma. He was just 26. I started a ride from Brisbane to Townsville, which is known as the Smitty Challenge. That grew from 3 riders that first year to 22 the second year to 50 the third year, and now we capped it at 50. That particular ride raises a lot of money for cancer research. Since 2006, we've raised $3.2 million for cancer research through that ride, plus a number of other rides that we've run throughout the year. Because I lost my mate Adam Smitty, it made me rethink life, and I had dreams and I hadn't acted on them, and one of my dreams was to ride around Australia. Now, I couldn't do it in the one go, purely because who can take off 6 to 7 months to ride around Australia, you know, we all have jobs, families and that. So I came up with this concept where I was going to cycle around Australia in 7 stages and named it the Sharkey Oz 7-in-7. The first year was in 2008, and it's just flowed on from there. Six days in a row, we got hit with headwind. First 2-3 days was horrendous for me because I picked up a bit of a flu at the start, and it's never nice cycling 200 kilometre days into winds when you're not feeling well. You just got to suck that up and soldier on, and the head cold that I had passed, and the headwinds didn't. They stayed with us for 6 days. I'm so glad with the headwinds that they hit us at the start and not at the finish.
When you get through those stages where you're hitting headwind day after day after day, are you surprised at how deep you fall, but how you've still got that resilience to keep going?
Last year, because we got hit with such bad headwinds for so long, I came into it this year mentally thinking if the same thing happens, I don't know if I can get through this, because I'm tired from doing too many events this year. I came into it with a cold, and mentally I just didn't feel on top of the game. I think it comes back to the experience that you've had from doing multi-sport events for the last 30 years, and just that attitude, you know, you just don't give in.
Even through the head cold and the 6 days of cycling into a headwind, Sharky's smile for Smitty could not be broken.
The Nullarbor just blew me away. It's one of those dream legs that, you know, for the past 5 years that I've dreamt of doing. The beauty, it's hard to describe. It's like, yeah, you come into this huge land that, as far as the eye can see, is just full of nothing. No trees, a few shrubberies, but it's so beautiful in its rawness. I always struggle to put such amazing views into words, but even with the headwinds at that stage, you couldn't help but be taken back by the beauty of Mother Nature.
What's the sorest part on your body at the moment?
For the first 15 days, definitely my butt. And then, I don't know what happened, but on day 16, it didn't hurt. So, I got the last day without a sore butt, so how good's that?
What are you expecting tomorrow to feel like?
Yeah, tomorrow it's really good to have a sleep in.
Sharky, it's a remarkable feat that you're doing, which you will continue to do with the next couple of legs, and it's a fantastic cause. I'm sure people will agree that, yeah, there are many, many worthwhile causes, and the one that you're supporting, or the many that you're supporting, are very worthwhile as well. So, great effort, and hopefully we'll see you back on the bike again in another year, but I'm glad you'll be putting it away for a couple of days. I think your body probably is too.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. I actually, next year, we'll be back here around the 12th or 13th September for the next leg, which will start exactly from where we finished today. And the one thing I'm most proud about over the last 7 years is that through Smiling for Smitty and the events that we do put on, including the 7-in-7, that we have raised $3.3 million And all that money goes to cancer research, specifically melanoma research, prostate cancer, and also ovarian cancer research. Hopefully, in 10 years' time, there'll be a cure out there.
Smitty! Smitty! Smitty!